because the why behind anything that didn't get done is the block that's going to keep you from moving forward in your business. So whatever the why is, like, hey, I didn't get this done because I didn't have time. Okay, why didn't you have time? Oh, I had to do this A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? Okay, well, did E, F, G have to get done between then and now? Or did you do that as procrastination? And then we find out that you are procrastinating as a self-sabotage. Why are you self-sabotaging? Oh, because I've never made more money than my parents. And it unlocks this whole money mindset thing. Hey guys, welcome back to Be Unemployable.
Woo! Maggie is here with a raging migraine.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's just how it has to be sometimes.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how you continue life with a migraine. The entire world would know about it if I had a migraine. The entire world.
Yeah, it's just how it has to be. This one's going a little long, but that's okay. That's just how it is sometimes.
We were gone for 2 whole weeks. Should we tell them why? Why we were
Well,
gonzo?
we're back though with season three. So why were we gone? Why didn't we end season two? It was
Because
for.
we were together for like 8 whole days doing branding pictures for like what, 10 to 12 hours a day for Be
Yeah.
Unemployable.
We took one day off. We should have taken more than that, but we took one day off. Took Sun,
Yeah,
we took one of the days off,
we took one day
and
off.
we needed to take a lot more than that because I have a migraine from not taking more time off, and it won't go away. But we were doing branding pics, and I'm not even done yet. So like we took a ton of pictures together, a ton of pics of Jamie, some pics of me, and some pics of like stuff, you know, like you do. But I have more shots still set up at the studio, so I have to go back there and finish shooting them. I also bought, I think, one or two more props since then.
What did you buy?
I bought a bag. Because I didn't have a nice retro. Our theme is retro. You'll see the pictures soon-ish. Not really soon. Eventually. And I bought a bag for one of the like flat lay type shots, still life shots. And I found it at Meijer. It was on clearance, but it was a beautiful retro type handbag. I also bought something that I was trying to buy when you were here, three amazing suitcases, three Samsonite
Ooh.
suitcases, one of which matches a Samsonite train case that we used in the shots. So
Nice.
I got those yesterday. Sean went and picked them up for me. But yeah, so I bought a couple more things since then. And it's. Yeah, I guess I gotta get back in there. I'm giving myself most of this week to rest and work on client stuff, but like rest from going places. And then later this week, I'm probably gonna go over there
That's a good
and take
plan.
some more pictures and then clean up some more because the studio is still a mess. Ha 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 ha. I have to put everything back where it was. So yeah, that's the plan, but oh my gosh, you guys, we got so many amazing shots.
There's so many amazing pictures. Next time, we're not going to do as many pictures of me because I
Well,
feel like.
as I tried, guys, tell me if this makes sense. I was taking so many pictures of Jamie because one of us, me, is always near a studio. Always, 100% of the time. And the other one of us is not. So I took more pictures of the person who is not near the studio. So pictures of me and Jamie together and pictures of Jamie were most important. Everything else I can do without her.
Yeah, I just feel bad because I know that you have so much client work.
Yeah, I worked 13 hours. It was either 11 or 13. I don't remember the numbers. They're transposed in my head. Yesterday or the day before. Day before. On finishing something that I had been working on for 11 days because of the shoot. So I finished that yesterday. But yeah, it's been fun trying to catch up. That's okay. That's just how it is sometimes. That's how it is when you have existing businesses running and you're starting another one. You have to work some long hours. So people who tell you that, like, oh my gosh, you can like work like 3 hours and totally start a business. That's an MLM. That's not a real business.
Like, they're full of shit.
Tells you, like, oh my gosh, you can work like 2 hours a day from your cell phone and it's done. Girl, they are trying to get you to sell like it works. Like that's not a real business. Like that's
no, it takes a lot. There's so much on the front end. There's so much. That's why I get so angry when people ask me about my backup plan. I'm like, I didn't work this fucking hard for a backup plan. No, thank you.
My backup plan is to figure out another way that works.
Right. Thank you.
So yeah, that's why we've been. I wouldn't say we were missing, but we didn't announce that we weren't around for 2 weeks. And then I figured since I was missing so much from season two that we would just start at season three now and I would be here for it. So
hello. That sounds like a plan.
Hello. Season three. Hello. So yeah. So
I love it.
We picked a topic, and I can't remember it for the life of me. So what was the topic we picked?
We talked about how RSD keeps you from showing up and therefore costs you money. Because yeah. It's hard for people to buy your stuff if, like, you're not announcing it's there.
Okay. So that is so true. And, yeah, what we're going to discuss, it's RSD, but it's really, like, it's the fear of being seen, right?
Yeah.
It's the fear of, and Jamie, you don't have this fear of being seen as much as a lot of other people do because you like having all eyes on you, like you're a performer. A lot of people hate being the center of attention. So yeah, RSD does come into play, but it doesn't come into play until the realization of what happens if you do a launch and nothing happens, right?
Right.
The initial fear that you have to get over to even get to that point is realizing that everyone's going to see you and what you're doing. That's the first fear that presents. Because once you actually stand in front of everyone and go, hey, I do this now, whatever it is, fill in the blank. Like this is my business and I am proud of it. Everyone's going to look at you. And that's a fear that a lot of people have and they want to go into hiding. And the way that fear presents is different for people, but a couple of common threads is they go back into the, oh, I don't know if this is actually what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very common way it presents where they go, oh, I'm not sure I'm ready to launch because I'm not sure this is what I want to do. Maybe I want to go. And I want to do this. Like, I want to go teach yoga now. Like, I love doing yoga. So maybe I want to be a teacher. That's fun because your launch had nothing to do with yoga.
Right.
Or they get into this procrastinate learning where they're like, I don't feel qualified enough to do the launch because I don't have ABC certifications.
Oh, that's a cute one that's a cute head game that I put myself through in the beginning. It was, what certifications do I need when I already had a fucking master's degree? Like,
right.
Like I was telling myself that I needed a certification in ADHD coaching, despite having a fucking master's degree of occupational therapy.
Well, here's the even better thing. And that's that I want people to understand is certifications are created by people like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know somebody, like, and I know her and I'm not shaming her. Her business is beautiful and legitimate, but she has a business working with business owners to create certifications for their business. So, like, I would bring her my program,
mm-hmm.
and she would work with me to create a certification for it so that people could become certified in whatever it is I'm teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone says they're certified in XYZ, I just paid money to somebody to teach, to give me a certification.
Right.
Certifications are meaningless.
Straight up meaningless, especially if you have your own business. Like,
yeah.
I guess sometimes they look good on paper for jobs, ew, the J word. But as far as a business, it's what are your clients' results? What are your results? What do you have to show for it? Yeah. I didn't go to Maggie because she told me she had a bachelor's degree in business, which I didn't even know until very recently. I went to her because of her clients' results, and then she went from 40K to over 500K in a year. Like, I didn't need to know anything more than that.
Yeah, I have actual results to show for things. And I have, like, yeah, you know what? I am certified by Jack Canfield. Do you care? Are you impressed?
Not me personally. No, I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know that I don't advertise that anywhere? You can't find that anywhere.
Yeah. I also had no idea what the fuck that meant. I still don't know what it means because I don't care to ask, quite frankly.
It doesn't. Cause, you know why? Because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So do you know that you can't find anywhere about my education because I don't advertise it?
Right.
My education doesn't matter. My certifications don't matter. Mm-hmm. What matters more than any of that is what you said. My actual results that I get for people.
Right.
Because anyone can go to school and get a piece of paper. What you do, I'm not undermining education, by the way, because it matters in certain professions.
Right.
In mine, it does not.
Right.
In what I do, it does not matter. Sorry, right. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But in like, if I, as an occupational therapist, yeah, it matters.
A little
it
bit.
Matters as an occupational therapist.
I tell people all the time, I wish I was really passionate about a career that didn't require a fucking master's degree, because that's what I would have done. Like,
yeah.
I didn't go to school because I enjoy school. Like, I fucking hate it. I hate every second of it. I hate studying. Oh, y'all may not have heard, but I failed my boards exam the first time. Just barely failed it. So I'm currently studying for my fucking second round of boards. And let me tell you, I'm having a great time. Fucking great time.
Because she loves studying.
I love
it's
studying so
favorite
much.
Thing to do.
I love looking at boring information. Oh my gosh, Maggie, I literally turned on a video. It's from Past the OT. It's literally study material that I bought. 15 minutes into it, I fucking fell asleep. I straight up fell asleep and woke up 2 hours later. Like, I literally fall asleep while studying. I'm so fucking bored. But it's fine. I decided to pick a career that requires a master's degree and a certification, so it's fine. Sorry, that's a side tangent. But what we're saying is most certifications don't fucking matter.
Right. Like, and it's different when you are, you know, an occupational therapist. Or, like, say you were, like, I don't know, a doctor. Then
like,
it matters.
That matters. That matters.
Right.
Like, totally.
If you're, like, an attorney, you could probably take your bar exam.
Probably.
But, you know, if you're, in my experience, I'm a designer, right? And I am a coach. I'm only a coach because of the results that I got in my own business. And then people were like, hey, will you teach me how to get those results? And I was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I did it. And people were like, hey, will you teach me to get the results that you got her and that you got in your own business? And I was like, sure. And it snowballed. Mm-hmm. I didn't go and get, the only reason I have a certification with Jack Canfield is because I really like the way he teaches. And I wanted to know how it worked. It wasn't like so I could put it on paper. It's not anywhere. I wanted to know how it worked. It was that ADHD side of me where I'm like, well, how does that work? I want to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to putting yourself out there, people like us, with the way our brains work, we get distracted by, oh, maybe I need this. Maybe I need that. Maybe I need this before I move forward. Oh, I don't want to get in front of these people and not have everything. So let's find out how this works. Like, me with the Jack Canfield certification.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe I need this. Maybe I need that. No, just get in front of people. Just get in front of them. That's all you need.
Right.
You need your offer, yourself, and a platform. That's it.
That's literally
That's all you need. That's all you need. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of work, but that's all you actually need to get moving.
Right.
And then from there, yeah, okay, so RSD will pop up. But it's going to pop up when you start thinking about, what if I go to launch and nobody shows up? Here's the thing. That's a story you've now created. That's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's a what if story. What if you go to launch and everybody shows up? Like, I can create a story too.
Story time.
RSD is literally just something that you're creating from your stories. So create a different story. And I'm not saying it to dismiss RSD, because it's very, very real and very traumatic. But create a different story. When you start going, oh, I'm going to get in front of these people, and they're all going to be like, okay, this sucks, I don't want to turn it off. Okay, but you don't know why they turned it off. This sucks that you hear in your head was just you. They might have turned it off because it was during their lunch hour and they had to go back to work.
Right.
Remove the story. When you hear something like that, ask yourself, is it true? Or is it something that you said in your mind to fill in the blank of what you didn't know? Like, did you create that, or is it true?
Yes. I literally talked about this exact thing during my Q&A. So for those who don't know, I did my first live Q&A a few days ago. I can't remember. ADHD, time is hard. Anyway,
it was 1 week ago.
Okay, 1 week ago. And someone was asking about RSD, like how to deal with it. And the advice I gave was, look at what was said from a third person's perspective. Like, if somebody sent you a text message personally, look at it as if my friend showed me this text message that she got from somebody, would you find it offensive being the outsider person? If not, then great. Like, if so, then maybe there's something more to look into, but try to take your emotions out of it, which is really hard when you're in the thick of a big emotion like that.
And if you have a trusted friend, so if you say you can't take yourself out of it, you mm-hmm. can't, you just simply can't remove yourself. If you have a trusted friend, send it to them and be like, hey, what's your take on this?
Right.
And send it to them that generic of a caption. What's your take on this? Or, you know, like, hey, what do you think of this?
I've definitely done that with you a few times.
And like, then, yeah. And sometimes people are right. People are wrong. Like,
mm-hmm.
your emotions in the moment will cause you to read it a totally different way than how it's intended.
Yeah.
So if the asking yourself if it's true or not doesn't work, send it to somebody else and just be like, what do you think? What's going on? Like, I personally can't interpret this right now. What do you think?
Right. Like, these simple, like receiving a simple text message of, hey, how's your business going? Think about it. If you were having a really, really bad day, say clients didn't show up to your coaching session, something happened that was sad or on your business. If you were to read that text message on that day, hey, how's your business going? You might think they're trying to take a jab at you. Read that same text message on a day that a lot of people show up to your Q&A or your coaching session, or they buy your package. Hey, they just want to know how my business is going. Like, your emotions are going to dictate how you perceive that message.
Yeah. Your reply will be totally different based on how your day is going.
Yeah.
So ask, because the person has no idea how your business is going. Like, they don't know. So when they ask you that, it's legitimately like, how's your business going?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And if you're having a bad business day or just a bad day in general,
mm-hmm.
you might read that as like, okay, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Right.
And your reply might be like, why don't you mind your own business?
Bitch.
Like, my business is going fine. How about you? Right. You know what I mean? And like, you end up with that kind of a reply, and the person's like, okay.
Sorry I asked. Yeah.
Right. And when really they're literally like, how's your business going? Like, I want to be supportive. Like, are things going well? Like, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to make conversation with you.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, bitch, bring it.
Right.
And they're like, wait, what? What's happening?
Right.
So just for, and if you're in the moment and you're just like, they're taking a jab at me, it's, I'm, I, just don't reply. That's my biggest piece of advice to you is do not reply. If you read a text message and it sets you, or any message anywhere in the world, and you feel like you're going to reply poorly, just don't reply.
Just don't reply. Yeah.
Leave it. Leave it. And if it's somebody that eventually you have to reply to, leave it and reply later. Or if it's somebody who doesn't require a reply ever, delete it. Literally delete it.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't ever see it again.
Boom.
Fixed it.
Fixed it.
Even though it's someone who you might text with at a later time, delete that thread. So that way next time they text you, it'll pop up a whole new thread. And you'll be like, cool. I didn't even see that old shit.
Right.
So much easier.
So much easier. So much easier. So when you are avoiding putting your offer out because of fear of rejection or fear of being seen.
Do it anyway.
Do it scared.
So the best way to do it is get an accountability partner, either a coach or somebody who's in the same boat as you. Get somebody, tell them you're going to do it. And then you'll actually do it because you told somebody you'll do it. In theory. Obviously, there are exceptions to the rule. Like, I'll tell somebody I'm going to do it and then still not do it.
Oh, you mean you have ADHD? To. That's insane.
Because
that's,
like,
fucking crazy.
I'm about to do it. And then, like, a week will go by and be like, I still didn't do it. Oopsies. So,
right.
But if you have an account, if you have somebody you're paying, let me tell you this. And this isn't a pitch to, like, go hire me because I only have so many slots still available, but any coach, anyone in the world that you trust, if you are paying somebody and you tell them you're going to do something, your odds of doing it go up a lot more because you are paying for it.
Yeah.
You're paying. And it's like those who pay attention, right? That's the quote.
Mm-hmm.
Those who pay attention. People who get stuff for free, they don't value it. And that's obviously not hard and fast. I know people who have gotten, you know, people who go to school on scholarship, they appreciate it. They love it. They go to class, they graduate. So it's not 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who pay attention. If you are paying an accountability coach, you will get more done.
100%. You don't want to waste your fucking money.
Yep. But if that's not in your, if that's legit, if it's between paying an accountability coach and eating dinner, find an accountability buddy.
Right.
Who is as desperate for change as you are.
Join my body double program, which is only $9 a month. And with inflation, that's the price of a banana right now.
Seriously. That's not even a joke.
It, like, isn't.
I don't know if anybody else's food budget is where mine is, but it's like $111 or $119 a week for food.
That's
right
it?
Now.
You feed four people.
Yeah. But that's for a grocery trip, not for eating out and everything.
We spend way too much money. I'm not even going to say on here how much we spend. It's so much. It's a lot. It's fine. Anyway, so yeah, if you have to choose between eating and an accountability like coach, definitely like feed yourself and then find someone who will keep you accountable. But like someone who's gonna actually keep you accountable. Not that friend that's like, oh well, I'll like encourage you. No, the one that's gonna be like, hey bitch, you said you were gonna do this. Did you do
right.
it?
Right. Did you do it? And if not, why?
If not,
what's
why?
Going on?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens a lot of times is in that why is what you need to actually tackle. So something that I do with my clients, not, hey, free coaching. So here's what happens with my clients. So one of the things that I do with my clients, I have a couple different packages, but one of the ones is a twice a week calls. And on the first call of the week, we set our accountability goals. Like, what are we getting done this week, right? And on the second call is more coaching. We check in and figure out what got done from that first list. And if there's anything that didn't get done, we tackle the why behind it. And then that's what we coach on. Because the why behind anything that didn't get done is the block that's going to keep you from moving forward in your business. So whatever the why is, like, hey, I didn't get this done because I didn't have time. Okay, why didn't you have time? Oh, I had to do this A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? Okay, well, did E, F, G have to get done between then and now? Or did you do that as procrastination? And then mm-hmm. we find out that you are procrastinating as a self-sabotage. Why are you self-sabotaging? Oh, because I've never made more money than my parents. And it unlocks this whole money mindset thing.
Money blocks. Yeah.
Right. So what we do then is, like, sure, we set those goals and we go over those goals. But when we go over those goals later in the week, we unlock something. We 99% of the time unlock something. And that's what we talk about then on the second call. So that's really important. When you find an accountability buddy, is you find somebody who is willing to hold you accountable and figure out what's going on. Now, obviously, your accountability buddy isn't going to be in charge of the coaching.
Right.
That's too much to expect, but you can look at it yourself. You can read books. You can do all kinds of self-work from talking with somebody else about why you didn't get something done. It can set off all kinds of light bulbs in your own head that you can then work on. So that's my two cents on that.
But I will say that as much as you read, sometimes you're not going to be able to see those blocks. Like,
oh, yeah.
Beautiful yeah. story. Can I tell them about what happened at the studio when you, like, totally pointed out my money block that I didn't realize was there?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So Maggie is not just a coach on our call. She's a coach all the time. So she's, like, never not in coach mode. And
personality.
It's who she is. It's who I am too. I have a friend that's just like, she's like, I don't want to take advantage of you for, like, free coaching. And I'm like, well, this is who I am. So I guess you just kind of get it by default. But anyway, I had a friend call and she also failed her OT exam the first time and was freaking out about it. She was about to retake her exam. And, you know, I'm in the same boat. I had to retake the exam. It's not an insignificant amount of money coming from someone who had money blocks, still has money blocks. If I'm going to be real fucking honest here, there are still money blocks that I am constantly working through. I was reading Tapping into Wealth earlier today, Maggie, because, learning things. Anyway, so
everyone should. That.
Everyone should be reading that. So anyway, my friend called and I didn't even realize that, like, several times I told Maggie, or I told my friend, I'm freaking out because this fucking exam is $400. And Maggie's like, as soon as I got the phone, she does her Maggie voice. She's like, I noticed something really interesting. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. And she's like, you mentioned that the exam is $400. I'm like, I didn't think I said that more than, like, once. She's like, you said it a lot. I'm like, oh. She's like, it's really funny because you're passing all of your practice exams that don't cost anything. You're doing really well. And you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself for $400. $400 is nothing. Look at how much people pay you. Look at how much they're willing to pay you. Look at how much your services cost. $400 is literally nothing. And I'm like, oh, someone just put me in check. So really passing, even the block of passing the exam has nothing to do with my fucking knowledge. It has to do with I need to pass this exam to move forward with my business. And there's a money block going on. keeping me from fucking passing the exam. Because I know that once I pass that exam, it's off to the races for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, even passing a fucking exam. And I didn't even realize how many times I said I need to pay $400 to take this exam. I didn't even realize it. So as much as you want to think that having an accountability buddy or reading all the books will help you to see all of your blind spots, you're always going to have blind spots that you're not able to see. That's a great place to start, but you're always going to have blind spots that you're not able to see.
Yep, she's right. She's absolutely right. And she said it so many times. As I was in the bathroom doing my makeup, and I'm just like, and there's another one, and there's another one. And every time she kept saying it, and I was like, she has no idea. She's so hung up on $400.
Right.
And it's not that $400 isn't money. It's money. But mm-hmm. in the grand scheme of things, nobody cares about a $400 bill.
Like, and that's what she told me too. She's like, no one cares about your $400 exam. Like, do you think you're impressing someone? Like, no one's impressed with your $400 exam. And to other people that don't know Maggie, they might be like, oh, wow, that's harsh. No, like, that's exactly what the fuck I needed to hear.
Yeah. It's like, nobody cares.
No one cares.
It's $400.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it costs more than that to work with you. Nobody cares. Right. Like, your clients are paying that bill, not you. Like, stop
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah. Stop it right now. And I was just like, this is so annoying with your $400. And but that's how it is working with somebody, because it's like, what is blocking you? And it's like, you're doing so well when it costs zero, but she's putting undue pressure on herself when it costs $400. Because right. in her mind, she's letting people down by having a $400 bill hanging over her.
Right.
No, stop it. Like,
no. Yeah.
It's $400. Let it go.
Right.
But that's something she needs to work on in order to pass it. So those kind of blocks are what they're what's holding you back. And that's what's going to come up when you do your accountability versus your coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So you need an accountability buddy, but there's stuff that's going to show up when you don't do stuff or when you're sabotaging yourself. Because that's exactly what's happening. It was Jamie was sabotaging herself. Even, and it was showing up in that conversation.
Yeah.
Where she's just like, $400. I don't know. You really have to worry about it though, because it's $400. You got to work on it. You got to study for it because it's $400.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? Shut up.
Right. Like,
stop talking about the money part of it, because mm-hmm. the money part of it doesn't matter. It just is $400. It just is. Talking about it doesn't make it more or less valuable.
No.
So if you know your shit, give them some cash and let's go.
Right.
And that's the value in having a coach on the other side. So all of a sudden it became a pitch. Hello.
So to work with Maggie, you're going to go to chatwithmaggie.com, chatwithmaggie.com. And there you're going to schedule a spot to talk with Maggie. And then from there, you're going to brain dump all of your business ideas, where you're currently at, and how to optimize your life, your business, and how to get shit done if you happen to be neurodivergent.
And to work with Jamie, you're going to have to wait because she has to pass the test. And I don't know if you heard, but that shit costs $400.
Yeah, if you want to work with me, you're going to have to fucking wait, because I am currently booked out as far as clients that I can handle while I'm studying.
Yeah, she can't take on any more until she's passed. And
so
we're going to start a GoFundMe for Jamie's $400. It's apparently, that's the end of day's dollar amount for her.
Gosh, that's hilarious. I'm going to actually, I'm going to call to schedule my exam today, because I have to, fun fact, guys, if you're currently studying for your boards and you have accommodations, you cannot just schedule it online if you need more than just extra time. I have extra time and a separate room. So anyway, I will be calling today because I want to schedule it, I think, for a week from like today. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it turns out I do have $400 and I can schedule it and it's not a big deal.
Turns out $400 totally at your fingertips.
Totally fine.
Totally doable. Yep. Totally available to you.
Yes.
She doesn't need me to start a GoFundMe or sell any kind of body parts.
I don't need to go selling my neurodivergent eggs, which they wouldn't want anyway. Like, I have totally
need to start an OnlyFans. None of that.
Although we did have fun taking pictures, we do for have our branding some fun shoots.
OnlyFans, preview images. She's fully dressed, but we did get a boa involved. So,
and fake money.
And fake money. I mean, it's pretty good.
It is pretty great. I don't think I'm ever going to let them see it, though. I showed Joe. He thought it was pretty great.
You're like, I don't think so.
I don't think I, you know, I haven't really.
Where are you using it in the marketing?
I have a really fun brand, but that's just a little too fun for my branding, you know? It's a little too fun.
Help me fund my boards. It's $400.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And that's the kind of mocking that you might need in order to get over your money blocks.
Yeah, you need someone that has a personality that's going to push you the way that you need to. Like, I do very well with an assertive personality. If Maggie was any less assertive, I'd be angry about it. Like, I need an assertive therapist. I need an assertive coach. Like, I need assertive people. So, and I feel like they're the most effective. So there.
Yeah, and really, if you don't do well with that, why are you listening
to the podcast? Yourself.
No, but
just kidding.
Jamie said it, not me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Seriously, like, this podcast might not be for you.
Yeah, you probably don't like us that much. Why are you still here? Like,
hate listens. I do like those.
Oh, rain subscribe. Rain subscribe.
review, please. Thank you.
Been asking people to rate and subscribe. That's hilarious. I just realized that.
Oh, because we are like the anti-podcasters podcasting here.
We kind of are. Yeah.
We're like, what is a format? So, we don't know.
So don't rate and subscribe and don't tell your friends about us.
Don't tell anyone. This is our secret.
Don't tell anyone. This is
a secret podcast just for us.
Yeah. Yeah, just for us. Don't tell anyone.
For me, you, and whoever you are listening. That's it.
Yeah, that's
it. It's just for us. Don't tell anyone. Yeah,
don't tell anyone our little secret.
Don't tell anyone ever.
Well, since I cannot take on clients, I will tell them exciting things that when I am taking on clients, I have a 4-month ADHD transformation program that I have created a few months back that I cannot wait to launch. And I am only going through the program live once. After that, I will be selling it as an evergreen course. So you will either go through it with me live when it launches, or you will have the opportunity later on to purchase it evergreen for a much higher price because the prices are always going up.
You're like, it's the opposite of what most people do.
Yeah.
That's how we are.
Yeah. Don't wait for a sale. You won't see it. Because guess what? Maggie has helped me get the fuck past those money blocks. Price is only going up.
Dude, and it's on a really amazing course. So when that does launch, you're going to want to be in on that. Because I may or may not have had a little hand in the recording of it and the editing of it. So
really? Because I'm super tech savvy. I thought I did the whole thing.
She was like, that's so weird. That's so weird. I didn't realize I wasn't there for the whole thing. You were just in front of the camera.
I was. I didn't do the editing and the things that require technicality. I was just there with the face and the voice and the personality.
It's so good. So
it is.
Yeah. If you want to work with Jamie, too bad. Mark your calendars for a date in the future that we didn't announce.
Yeah.
Okay. ADHD might have won today, but it may won't have, always.
But it's totally fine. If you do need accountability, I will be posting the link to my body doubling in the in this episode, which is $9 per month.
It is a seriously good value at $9.
And you do not have to schedule body doubling sessions. You literally just have to show up and say what you're doing and somebody else will pop in and keep you accountable. That's literally how it works. So yeah, there's that.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Man, 10 out of 10.
What a good episode we did. Good job, us.
Good job, us. How's your head feeling? Do you still have a migraine?
Yeah, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I'm okay with it.
Oh my gosh.
I've made peace with my migraine.
If you guys are watching this on YouTube, look at these bangs. Aren't they fabulous? She just got her bangs.
Oh my god, you guys. I have bangs now.
She has bangs.
Hi. Hi. I got bangs. I have like a cool, my kid called it my Stranger Things haircut. He told me I look like Winona Ryder from Stranger Things.
Is she cute? I'm assuming she's cute.
Yeah, of course she's cute.
Okay. Well, obviously, if he's referring to you, then...
If he told me I look like somebody who wasn't cute, he wouldn't live here anymore.
True.
I'd be like, that's fun. You're 18, so you have to go now.
Right. Before we leave, I'm going to do another ad for you because I want to get really good at your ads. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm gonna use my phone like a microphone. Okay. Because I feel like I need to talk into something. And if I actually pick up the real microphone, it'll be like, it won't be good.
Yeah.
So, okay, are you ready for this, guys? Hi, do you happen to be a neurodivergent woman that just cannot get your shit together? Do you have all of these wonderful ideas? You have all of the training in the world, but for some reason, nobody knows what you do because you have RSD and you're afraid to be seen, possibly due to, you know, childhood trauma and other things due to undiagnosed ADHD and ASD for a very, very long time. Then you need Maggie Isley. Maggie Isley, the branding and business coaching expert. Words are hard. That's been doing it for a really long time. To talk to Maggie, go to Maggie, chatwithmaggie.com, chatwithmaggie.com to schedule a time to talk to her today. And if you just want to creep on her, then go to maggieisley.com, maggieisley.com. Info for that in the show notes. Okay, that's it. How did I do?
So good. I especially liked how angry you got when you were saying, and then you said, who's been doing it for a really long time? You should have been like, she's 41, in case you were curious.
No. Okay. So I'm really passionate about like telling people about business coaches that are, you know, actually qualified, because there's so many that are happy to take your money and like should not be. So that's why every time I promote you, I'm like, she actually knows a lot. Unlike a lot of these fucking frauds, in other words.
Unlike people who have been like, I started my business 3 months ago. I think I'm qualified. It's like, right. Oh, that's cute.
I'm like, oh, that's cute. There's a reason I refer people to you for business advice. I did start this like 5 months ago.
You're like, that's cute. I'm not allowed to give business advice. I only started this year. Maggie started in 2016. Go to her.
Right.
Who knows what she's doing. Also, she has 15 years of corporate experience previously. Kick me.
But I have a certification. Remember how we said certifications don't mean shit, guys? Oh, there it is. So, right. Yeah.
See, we bring you both sides of the spectrum here.
We do.
We bring you new to business with a certification, old to business. Old to business also has a certification, keeps it under her pillow and doesn't tell anybody about it.
Right.
Okay. There you go.
There you go,
guys.
Oh my
god, I think season 3 is off to the races.
I think so too.
I like it.
I do too.
Oh my gosh. Season 3. Woo! Oh my gosh. Oh, and we'll have pictures to show you guys soon.
Pictures! Okay. Very, very, very last thing. I'll shut the fuck up after this because we're at 42 minutes. I decided that for every person that body doubles their first month, I'm donating 100% of that profit to an animal shelter. I have to decide on the shelter. So the very first month that you do body doubling, 100% of that goes to an animal shelter, because I want to help all of the four-legged and the two-legged peoples and animals.
I'm a two-legged person who has four-legged people. Oh, wait, no. Four-legged animals.
Yeah, you're two-legged that has four leggeds.
Yeah, I have that.
So
I need more. I talked to somebody today who has 12 pets.
Really?
Yeah. She has 9 cats and 3 dogs.
I want to live there.
Right?
I want to live there. Yeah.
I was like, I'm on my way.
Yeah. Like, we're officially friends. We're officially friends.
On my way to visit. I'm in my car right now. Coming to you live from my phone. Like, I'm on my way. I hope you have an extra bedroom. If not, I'm just going to sleep on the cats. It's fine.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah. I talked to somebody today with 12 pets. I was like, wow, you're my best friend. Like, I know we just met, but we're officially best friends.
How neurodivergent snake friends 101. Tell me how many pets you have.
How many pets do you have and what kinds?
Right. What are their names? What are their life stories?
Right. How old is the oldest? How young is the youngest? I need to know everything.
Do they like treats or pets? Like, we need to know everything.
Her oldest is 15, and that's how old my oldest is. I know. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's how old my oldest pet is.
How freaking cute.
That's why I was like, did we just become best friends?
Yeah, you did.
So, no big deal.
No big deal.
I met a new best friend today. I'm pretty excited. All right, that's everything, guys.